This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On Corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I have a special guest coming on dealing with white genocide in Africa that's even in mainstream news that the left is actually praising. So Simon Roche is coming on the broadcast. We're going to be looking at Mugabe out in Zimbabwe and so much more. But right now we're getting into Charles Manson, dead at 83. And I just played clips, if you just joined us, of him saying, I want to kill 50 million, then I would have been a good globalist. But don't worry, a lot more is coming soon. They all dream of the big catastrophe, the mass death, and the new world they're going to have. We play the clip of him wanting a one-world government. Here he is talking about man-made global warming in 1987. Here's Charles Manson.
Tried to stop the Vietnam War, and I did it. And all the things I did without breaking. You got jet airplanes going 6,000 miles an hour, and you're reading books that were written on the back of horses. Why don't you tell the public what's really going on? Why don't you tell them the water is so bad the fish can't live in it? Why don't you tell them that the polar caps are melting because you're creating so much heat with this machine? You see what I'm saying?
1987 interview. He steadfastly refused to admit guilt or show any remorse for his actions.
You won't face the fact that there's a holy war moving upon the planet Earth. You couldn't see the blood splattered all over the walls. Now you say you want to blame one guy for it. I seen it. I witnessed it go by. I seen the children, what they were trying to do, and I was sympathetic with them. But you might say I'm a devil in this respect, that I never broke will or entered into anyone's circle with breaking will in any respect whatsoever. I just watched this flow downstream.
From your words, as Mr. Emmons quotes them in this book, it's clear that you were guilty of murder, and yet he says in all his conversations with you, he never heard you express remorse. Have you never felt it?
Remorse for what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right? I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's going to happen when I get out of here? What do you think's going to happen to you? The things that you create in here.
So, there you go. If you go out on the street and look at the Antifa people, or you look at the average leftist at the Hillary event that we just sent a nice reporter out to cover, and they were in her face, screaming at her, attacking her, flipping her off, grabbing the microphone, they all have that trashiness to them, that stupidity to them, that glaze in their eyes. There's nothing there. They're just kind of broadcasting the corrupt spirit of the world. They're not themselves. And you notice that people like Charles Manson says, I can do whatever I want. He's saying he's one of the elite. He can kill whoever he wants. He can stab and murder whoever he wants because he's Charles Manson. And then he points out, though, well, you guys have done a lot more than I've done. He's talking about the power structure itself. But the truth is, Charles Manson learned about all this stuff because he was hanging around on those universities where the CIA mind control programs were going on, and he was recruited into it to be one of the bad men. And that's come out in congressional hearings. That's come out in the research. They had tons of these guys all over the country and all over the world to create this new counterculture that looked cool to get all the young people to adopt a program of counterculture that the social engineers had come up with. And now, after the free love and the sex and the partying, now it's, oh, the sex is bad, mothers and fathers are bad, humans are bad, here, just take this brain chip. They're moving us on to the next phase. And I've seen government documents, some of them are in Charlotte Isherby's Deliberate Dumbing Down from the Department of Education, where it actually shows graphics of how they first make you rebellious and then Then they turn you into this, into that. And finally, you're a zombie on the other end, basically under their control. So it's a whole process. I want to plow into all of this. But I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood Babylon has absolutely poisoned our country and poisoned the world. It has been a weaponized culture system to attack families, to attack civilization, to attack our sovereignty. And now it's in a lot of trouble, imploding in on itself. But Charles Manson is dead, part of an MKUltra mind control program. We're going to be talking about that more coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also, Google launches colossal censorship and disinformation campaign under the dead of night. Men's shaving company attacks toxic masculinity in new ad. Says being strong, being honorable, being stoic is bad. Stop it. This is the total demoralization. And then the big news that I'm going to cover, again, after our guest leaves us. Experts were predicting over the weekend a great crash of 2018 will start in the bond market. Today, the euro crashed massively with Angela Merkel's fourth term as chancellor in doubt and her plan to flood Europe with Islamicists, as U.S. growth forecasts are on the rise. I've talked to top globalists on air and off air, former top globalists, and I've been in contact with other, over the years, people that are high up, billionaires, you name it. And they filled me in on a lot of things, saying that I was basically dead on about what was happening and who had told me. Well, I could just see it. It really isn't in the news, but you can follow the trends and the different angles. The globalists made a deal with the euro and with China to deindustrialize the U.S. as a political system of control and implode us and turn us into a third world country, just like they've done to South Africa. And Trump and others are battling that. And so it's not just like, hey, we're fighting to get the economy up and keep the stock market propped up as a bubble just because that's fun, because it is unhealthy long term, but we're in a financial war now. We have to keep it propped up until the euro implodes, because it's a cancerous authoritarian system that is opening the borders to carry out the cultural genocide against Christians and whites. And again, the minorities coming in aren't even the enemy. It's the globalists directing it all, and they admit it. Now, the reason this all dovetails in is because it's a planetary plan. And we have Simon Roche on, who is a prominent activist and individual who's been exposing the massive white genocide in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, in many of these other African countries, where everybody's now basically starving to death. They have epic Weimar Republic inflation because they've driven any infrastructure out. It's just a thing of conquest. So South Africans hold Black Monday protest over white farmer murders. That's Newsweek. Murders of white farmers spark protests in South Africa. That's CBS News. Epidemic of South African farm murders continues as gunmen shoot elderly victims dead. Now, these are groups of ANC-connected black communists doing it. So the whole Black Lives Matter thing, it's like international. And you've got a lot of other black groups saying, we don't want this, this is terrible. But look at Zimbabwe, and I'm not the expert like this gentleman. Zimbabwe, where you've got Robert Mugabe and all the rest of it, has basically killed all the white farmers, tens of thousands. They're all gone. The few that stayed have all been killed. Okay? So what you've seen in Zimbabwe is not going to be South Africa, and this is directed, this is planned, and we've got an expert on to go over that information for us. Simon Roche is head of the office of HQ, the world's largest non-state civil defense organization. And I'm not going to pronounce it right. Sulanders of South Africa, once an ANC activist. He now works tirelessly to prepare for impending catastrophe in the Rainbow Nation. Simon lives in Johannesburg and is the proud father of many children. And we'll probably have to see him until 40 after or so if he can, because I've got to him a little bit late. This is so important to break down. We can also show how they first disarmed everybody and now they're able to kill them, and how the government basically goes along with this. So it's S-U-I-D-L-A-N-D-E-R-S. And, folks, it is total breakdown of civilization there. This is happening. And so you're going to see the whole continent now basically collapse. Libya has been destroyed by the globalists. Now they're going to bring down South Africa using their race-based communist narrative. Simon Roche, you're the expert. So I just gave my gestalt snapshot from America. Was that accurate or was that inaccurate?
No, that's just about accurate. For a long time, we've been predicting these things. We're not hidebound by doctrine as many people are. You know, they're supposed to conform to the narrative of the new South African Rainbow Nation. Our organization, Statelanders, the largest of its kind in the world, as you said, operates on facts, statistics, data, true information. And it is very much the way that you've described. There's an ongoing decline in South Africa particularly, or Southern Africa, and it is indisputably driven by globalist capital forces. That's beyond any sort of doubt.
We can go to your website to see examples of the carnage, the murder, the death, but for people that don't know, can you describe the forces in South Africa?
Well, the South African political scene is dominated by the African National Congress government of Nelson Mandela fame. They are now challenged very heavily for their original political territory by a Leninist, Stalinist political party called the Economic Freedom Fighters, whose leader very famously in recent months has said that blacks should invade white farms with the spear in the hand. He's also the guy who said on the 7th of November last year that he's not calling for the slaughter of all whites yet. And as a very, very influential tribal leader in South Africa said to me, Simon, in English or European idiom, that could mean many things. In African idiom, that means only one thing. He's telling his supporters that at some point, but not now, he is going to call upon them to slaughter all of the whites, and they should prepare for it. Whether people like that or not, that's the reality that we're facing at the moment. And it gets worse and worse. You know, the African National Congress, Alex, maintains its Mkhonto we Sizwe, Spear of the Nation, armed wing. So it's probably the only political party in the world that, besides being the governing force and having a defense force, also has its armed wing. And the head of the armed wing, the Mkhonto we Sizwe, in our largest, most populous province, said a few months ago that it is now time for young blacks to go to training camps in the bush in South Africa to learn to kill whites in a civil war. So those are the main parties, the extreme left party, the ANC, and then of course there's the minor white population of about 8.5%, and we believe that we are going to be on the receiving end of this.
Now, for those that, again, haven't studied the different topography in the different areas, you've got the quasi-communist government before, and I guess it's just getting more and more radicalized by its far left. And I read their own plans and their own statements, and the people being murdered every day now, and the riots and the looting of the infrastructure. And it sounds just like what Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the Soros-funded groups are doing over here.
It's very similar. The similarities are terrific. I've just spent 6 months in the USA, going from one end to the other, over 27,000 miles worth of driving, visiting decent, respectable, bright-eyed, fresh-faced, very nice people, to talk with them about this problem and to endeavor to raise funds, because we are very, very close to a crisis, and we need to very urgently get whatever.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your emergency. We're going to talk about your emergency plan, because again, some people are just saying, "Hey, you should just leave." Well, a lot of people, can't leave. A lot of companies won't take you. But I mean, explain what's happening there when we come back from break, and the emergency plan, because as you said, already. South Africa has one of the highest crime rates in the world. It's collapsing. The populations are just killing each other en masse. People believe if you rape a baby, if you have HIV, that it makes you well. I mean, it's just descending back into absolute barbarism. And yeah, I got to ask you, why not just evacuate? And then it's very sad. These folks will all just kill each other. For whatever reason, it's very, very sad. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Simon Rosch is the head of the office of the HQ of the world's largest non-state civil defense organization in South Africa. And in many other countries, once communists take over or leftists take over, they slowly isolate the whites, put them basically in controlled areas, farm ghettos, and then start exterminating them. That's now accelerated in South Africa. It's been basically complete in Zimbabwe. Tens of thousands of whites killed. The leftist media in the West celebrates it. They teach it at major universities. It's good. And now the second most powerful party in South Africa is set to take power, openly saying they will kill every white left, 8% of the population in South Africa. Now, you can say, well, just get out of there. Well, a lot of Western countries won't take people out of South Africa. In fact, that's kind of a UN globalist thing, is they don't want whites going to nations that had whites. This is a globalist attack on whites run by elite whites in every case. So you have to ask yourself, flood countries with non-whites and then say whites get out. Well, you can argue, you know, obviously Africa, whites colonized that. But the issue is globalists are now reverse colonizing, using third world populations to flood first world nations to drive down wages and then exploit those countries. So once the whites are all out of South Africa, which has already happened in other countries, it's going to fully collapse. That's my view on it. Talk about your emergency plan, Simon, and just how dire the situation is. And tell the folks here in the U.S. and around the world what it's like to be there. Because I know they've taken most of your guns in the last decade or so. And, of course, now that's accelerated the white genocide.
Yeah, absolutely. The best source on this is Dr. Gregory Stanton of Genocide Watch of Washington, D.C., who's written extensively about this. And there's nobody in the world who compares to him as an expert on genocide. And he said that clearly we are heading towards an open genocide. I think that the key thing for people to understand, Alex, is the statistics rather than the sentiment, the opinion. You know, the reality is that the chances of a white farmer in South Africa being murdered on his farm are more than double the chances of a policeman in this violent society being killed. Now, when a man who tills the soil stands more than twice the chance of a crime fighter in a violent society dying, then you know that there's something wrong. The statistical likelihood of a white person being murdered by a black person in South Africa is more than 12,000% higher than any black person in the USA ever stood of being lynched. We're not condoning lynching. We're saying get a sense of perspective, people.
The persecution of whites in Africa. The persecution of whites in Africa is larger than persecution statistically that's been done to blacks in this country.
By more than 12,000%. That's correct.
Continue.
Well, our national emergency plan is an entirely peaceful plan. We're non-insurrectionist, non-seditionist. We're not here to cause trouble. We're here to look after innocent women, children, and non-able-bodied people, and the elderly. We're here in the event of an open civil war in this country, a race-based civil war, such as black leaders have been promising us, particularly since August of last year, when our former judge president said that we're staring a race-based civil war in the face, and so on and so forth over the intervening year. We are here to protect ordinary people, to prepare to look after white people in the event of the civil war that we are being promised by black leaders. It's a national emergency plan. It extends over the entire country. It has been in place since 2006. We are prepared.
And by the way, you know it's going to happen. This is happening in how many other African countries? I can think of four in the last 50 years that it starts the exact same way, and then all of a sudden everybody's wiped out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way it's done. And the irony of it is that it's not driven by those people. They are driven by an ideology that's given to them by somebody else. You know, this is
and that was my next
thing.
Point. Charlie Manson just died. He pushed this whole kill the white thing because the university taught him. Why are the big banks, why are the mega rich funding this ideology? And tell us what the ideology is.
The ideology is a form of communism, but ultimately what it comes down to is an anti-European Christian tradition. That's fundamentally what it comes down to. If you see what's being done in the world today, it's being directed at Christian conservative Europeans. Ultimately, we are the people, for whatever reason it may be, whether it's in North America or in Europe, who are on the receiving end of this relentless assault against our culture, traditions, religion, history, and our dignity and our pride. This is a consistent thing.
Well, it's because the new global system's coming in, and it wants to erase any system that won't be absorbed and that's strong. And that's why it's being directed by George Soros. He admittedly is directing a lot of the South Africa stuff.
Well, Alex, you know, our leader and founder, a guy by the name of Gustav Müller, has been writing about this and talking about this for nearly 20 years. And for a long time, people thought that he was, you know, off his tree, or however you like to put it, that he was crazy. But over time, it's become more and more and more and more and more conspicuous. And thank God for that, because it validates us, and we don't look like the crazies anymore. Thank God for what's happening in the USA and what's happening in Europe, because now we're in a position to say to people, hey, don't trust us. Trust your own eyes. Look what's being done, and to whom it is being done, and who is driving it in the end. This liberalist, postmodernist, moral relativist, humanist assault on everything that is moral absolutist, on everything that is firm and that is fixed, is now pervasive in
the
Western
world. It's Jacobin French Revolution. It's this very same ideology. It's never been cut. It's never been totally defeated. It just keeps moving around like a cancer.
Yeah, it is like a cancer. It is. And at the moment, it's expressing itself something terrible in South Africa. The rate of rape and murder and what have you is just phenomenal. You know, I saw some of those papers that you had in your hand, and it said elderly couple shot, whatever. And I couldn't help but think to myself, that's not a good example. You know, with all due respect, the good examples are the elderly couple that had boiling water poured over them, or the elderly gentleman who recently got locked up in his Ford truck and trussed up, and then the truck set on fire and burned to death, or the little girl who was raped, the 4-year-old girl who was raped by 3 men, survived it. And because she survived, you know, this was proven in the post-mortem autopsy, she was then bundled up in newspaper with gasoline poured over it and then set on fire. Or the girl who was crucified on her parents' kitchen table and then raped, a 3-year-old girl in this instance, the 3-year-old girl raped by 4 men while crucified to her parents' kitchen table after her father had his throat slit and her mother had been killed as well. You know, it is beyond people's imagination what we're in at the moment.
Wow. Well, I'm going to talk about how people can shine light on this, because just like Genocide Watch and others, whether it's an Asian group being killed or an African group being killed or people in Latin America, I mean, I'm against any of these genocides, but the UN even admits that the last decade, Christians are the number one targeted group, and the targeting's doubled. Just like we saw the UN and the globalists and NATO involved in the Middle East and Syria targeting Christians, they will go out of their way to kill Christians, and it is a program. Look at China, the Christians are being killed. But anybody else peaceful, the Buddhists are being killed. We'll be right back, and their organs taken. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
The march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Southlanders.org. Simon Rosh is our guest. I've got so much big breaking news at releases, but what he's talking about is so important. I want to finish up and have him back soon. But we've got this breaking. Bezos and Deep State unite. Amazon launches cloud service for CIA. Bezos is the CIA, folks. Look into his dad, all of it. Never ends. And then meanwhile, Trump to LeVar Ball. I should have left them all in jail. These people are there caught shoplifting. That's like 10 years in jail in China. Trump gets them out. China admits that the president interceded. And the family says, we don't appreciate you because you're Trump. I mean, it's just the entitlement and the craziness and just all the weirdness is so sad to see. And then to see countries that the globalist social engineers wreck they put communists in, then they extract the resources for almost nothing, and the Africans don't get it, whether they be white or black. Because when you've been there 300 years, like some of these folks, or longer, you know, you call yourself an African. And again, it's not all the tribes doing it. It's always the ones that get organized. And I know there's different factions. You've got the Zulus, and you've got all the other tribes kind of into the ANC. I don't live there. I'm not an expert. But I know that pretty much all that's left is the farmers that are kind of like what you call Amish. In fact, a lot of them, I guess, come from Amish, from the Dutch and German derivation. And I've read that, I guess, the Southlanders organization has some connections. Describe the background of your group, because, again, I've researched it, but there's a lot of different subgroups. Who are some of the different groups there in Africa? Who are you trying to organize together? Because, I mean, you're the breadbasket of much of Africa. Everybody knows that, who studied it. And then and it's shown once you get overthrown and just kicked off your land that you've developed that people see and want, it always goes out of cultivation and falls apart. So, again, why are the communists pushing so hard to get you out? I guess because the internationalists want to bring down stability so they can exploit the population better. They don't want civilization.
Well, it's that. And they're also absolutely devoted to this idea of destroying this European Christian tradition. Whether people like it or not, they only need to look at the evidence, not in South Africa, but around the world, of what is happening today. Whose culture is being undermined by abortion, pornography, and gay marriage and what have you, in complete contradiction to the doctrines, the prevailing doctrines. I mean, it makes no sense no matter how you look at it. You can't defend this thing forever and ever and ever. At some point, you've got to believe the very evidence that lies before you.
Sure, the globalists admit this plan. So what I'm asking you is, basically the organization you're with, the groups you represent, aren't you guys, basically like Amish, living in a basic Christian tradition, farming, raising your families?
Yes, it is a very, very conservative culture. Of course, people have televisions and modern devices and appliances and that kind of stuff. But the fundamental cultural values of the people who I represent, or who Saiklanders is devoted to protecting, that is to say, particularly the Afrikaner Boer people of South Africa, also other whites, because that's how the international laws under which we are constituted legally work, but those Afrikaner Boer people are very, very conservative. I'll illustrate the point to you very briefly, Alex. You know, we hold to a series of prophecies that said this crisis, the prophecies given 100 years ago, will occur at a time when a man with a place kale cape, that is to say, hair resembling a wig, will be in power in the United States. And he will take over the reins of power from a black man. And there are various other things. I won't go on and on and on about it. But the point is that we are devoted to an ancient culture, an ancient...
Well, that's intriguing, because I want to hear about this prophecy.
Well, this chap lived, he was born in 1864, died in 1926, very pious chap, and he made a long series of prophecies in which he described that there would be three world wars. And he said that the third world war would happen in parallel to a civil war in South Africa, a race-based civil war between the races, but ultimately driven by the globalists, which we have always said. Anybody who can read Afrikaans language is welcome to go on our website. There are hundreds of articles that make it very, very clear that we see our first enemy not as black people, it's not the black people, it is this global capitalist New World Order. He said that the Third World War would happen in tandem with a crisis in South Africa, and he said it would be at a time when this man, who is a stern man, who gazes sternly, has hair resembling a wig, and he takes over the reins of the USA from a black man, after the black man has confused the identity and the orientation of the United States. He said that would be at a time when there's a wave of black and brown-skinned migrants into Europe. He was very, very explicit about it. He said following that, there would be a global financial crisis. And he spoke particularly of the fact that the money in Europe would not be worth the paper, that the value of the paper would be greater than the amount of money that it denominates.
By the way, I've read about this fellow before and forgot about it. And he actually, it's on record, he said all this. He was listened to back then, and it was all basically coming true. The euro is starting to collapse right now.
Yeah, well, he lost practically all of his credibility when he made one of his final prophecies, namely that there would be a black government in South Africa. Now, 100 years ago, everybody thought that he was just plain crazy, and they wrote him off. He said the first black ruler on the throne of South Africa would be deemed a saint by the world. And when he died, he would be lying state in a glass coffin, and at his burial, dignitaries, and he spoke about princes and rulers and so on, would come from all over the world to pay respects at his graveside. Now, the meaning of that is very, very clear.
I'll tell you, the reason I listen to stuff like this, there's a lot of false promises the Bible say who go out and put out this info, but people like this where it's been proven right over and over again, it's incredible. And I personally haven't had like full-on deals like this, but I've had experiences, dreams, and things that came true exactly later, so that's why I know how real this stuff is.
Yeah, it can be, and I think everybody approaches this stuff with some skepticism. My father gave me the book to read at first, and I gave it back to him very dismissively. I thought it was absolute nonsense until I began to see that what he prophesied or predicted was coming true word for word for word, very often in the same words that he used. And he did say that a bucket of blood would fall over in Zimbabwe. And once that bucket of blood fell over, in other words, there would be a lot of blood spilt or blood shed, he said it would come into South Africa. So no, we don't know whether there's going to be bloodshed in Zimbabwe today, next week, next month, next year, who knows? But these are the things that we're paying attention to, because so far he's been right, and we're on the receiving end of a lot of pain at the moment. Everybody knows somebody who's been murdered or raped or whose child has been raped, or who's been disfigured. I was on a farm recently which has 8 neighboring farms. And on each of the 8 neighboring farms, somebody had been killed in recent years. Now that's, you know, it's severe.
And it's getting worse, and it's what the communists do. It's helter-skelter. Simon, I'm really impressed with the work you're doing. Please come on. Please have the leader of your organization on and give us updates here. So please stay in contact, SUIDlanders.org, and people can, I guess, donate there to help get your civil emergency plan implemented and prepared.
Please, we would appreciate it very much. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Absolutely. God bless you. That's what we're here for, ladies and gentlemen, is making preparations, because we know the enemy plans. We have a leg up if we take action, if we're ready. And again, they're trying to beat everybody into race-based garbage in the U.S. to make us fight with each other. We can't do it. To come together, love each other, see through it, and know it's class warfare that these globalists are carrying out. But no, they hate you because you're Christian. They're announcing world government. They're announcing microchips. They're announcing this new God that Google's been developing that's going to be AI that you worship, like right out of Revelation. I mean, look, it's happening. And most of the churches are cowards and are going along with it because they're not really churches. They just want the money. All right, Trump just escalated things with North Korea. We'll tell you about that on the other side. I'm Alex Jones.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Trump has declared North Korea an aider of terrorist states. That means they can stop their ships. That means they can put more sanctions on them. That means that it's just one more ratchet up towards war. We have that story up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Then I've got all this other news. Bezos and Deep State unite. Amazon launches cloud service for CIA. We first talked about this about a year ago when it was just in trade publications, but this has far-reaching implications. I'm going to explain why here in just a second. Also, Saudi Arabia vows to take on Iran amid warnings the region is in dangerous abyss. That's out of the Express. We told you months ago, war there is looming and may be imminent. But the first big thing I want to get to, Charles Manson's so interesting. It's hard to not, because usually I talk about Charles Manson, people don't really make a big deal out of it because he's not in the news. But now, whatever we talk about with Manson, we'll end up getting millions of views, you know, on Facebook and Twitter and places, and we'll reach new people. They need to know about MKUltra. They need to know about the program he was part of to destabilize and try to trigger a race war for cultural upheaval. Because again, the globalists don't want us to be Christian and to come together and not be racist. They want to claim they're fighting racism while stirring everyone up to be racist. That's really the secret plan, which isn't a secret anymore. So we're going to talk about all that coming up. But first, expert, great crash of 2018 will start in the bond market. I saw this yesterday, did some more research. It is a top expert saying that. Many others are saying it, too, because it is so overvalued. But then I saw this morning, and I said, whoa, I better cover this. Euro crash with Angela Merkel's fourth term and chancellor is in doubt as U.S. growth forecasts are on the rise. I'm going to break this down here in a moment because it's key. First off, though, ladies and gentlemen, we are running specials this week that are amongst the best we ever run. And I've been running more and more specials as things go on because I've noticed the bigger the specials I run, the more people buy product. But there's kind of a point at which we discount things so much that it isn't really funding our operation. And I've lately, the accountants have shown me, I've kind of reached that point where, hey, you're selling the probiotic at $5 over what it costs, and then you're doing free shipping. Alex, we're losing a dollar on average. Stop. And so it really does come down to that. BrainForce Plus is now back in stock. We got a small shipment in. We should get a lot more towards the end of December, but it's about to be sold out again. 50% off and free shipping. That's the first big special of Black Friday week. We're just going to have it right through this weekend. 50% off. 5,700 reviews by Power Reviews. 4.6 stars. And we just went out and researched the highest quality brain empowering, focus empowering, energy empowering in a healthy way, or organic substances that are known to be safe. And we put it in there and we sell it for $39 when similar compounds are $70 to $80. But when we sell it for 50% off, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off, it is $19.96. I mean, that is a great, great deal on a really, really powerful brain pill. BrainForce Plus, now with 20% more capsules in each bottle, which was a big deal for us to do because it would cost a lot, some of the compounds. People love it, though. It is the overall total bestseller. But we sell it for such a low price, it doesn't really fund the operation. X2 is one of our other top sellers. Supermel is a great seller. The problem is it's made a proprietary system, cold pressed, so it's hard to always get it California standards, which is impossible to pass, basically, and then have enough of it cold pressed, so it's sold out half the time. We've got that back in. But we've got a bunch of specials. We're going to be running new specials every single day. We've got Pro Pure 25% off of that water filtration and free shipping. BrainForce Plus 25% off. So that is the specials that we've got for you today. We have the new products, Floralife, and we also have the carnivore digestive enzyme that helps you absorb the nutrients and amino acids out of the meat and out of the protein and out of the fat and out of the carbohydrates. Really is important. Floralife Advanced Restoration, 50 million live. And then we have the 15 million everyday maintenance that's excellent as well. And carnivore now in stock. Try them out for yourself. If you just commit to get these products, you help fund the operation, and you help yourself. But when I remember to take all this stuff, it makes my life so much better. Then I forget. Then I wonder why I'm sluggish or why I'm, you know, not as, you know, stuff in my gut isn't, you know, perfect. And it's like, oh, wait. We have these things God gave us through nature that we've gone out and sourced and got the very best stuff that works really well. And it's here and it's very, very popular. But that's how, again, we fund this operation. So I want to thank you all for your support and everything you've been doing, because without you, we would not be here. And we're all facing the same globalist onslaught. We're all dealing with the same globalist operations. We're all facing down the barrel of that. And without coming together and without supporting each other and without really focusing on the fact that we're under attack, we have no future. Humanity all has red blood. We all have one destiny, if we choose it, to live together in peace and experience amazing secrets of the universe. And Trump's great crime is he's bringing people together. The globalists want to break the country. He first said, we have a country, we have a nation, and it's great. And here's what made it great, and let's come together. And they can't stand that because they want us alone and divided and pathetic and scared. And it's not just us reverse engineering their operations against us. We don't just have the WikiLeaks. We don't just have all these internal documents and statements and Gruber on TV saying, thank God you're so stupid. We have Sean Parker, former head of Facebook. We have the Facebook documents that got leaked by high-level executives. They say there's no more than 10 executives and maybe 20 or 30 assistants that had access to the Facebook plan that got released earlier this year and got almost no attention. It was in the Australian newspapers because it got leaked in Australia. And it said, we keep them desperate. We keep our people poor. We want to keep them alone. We want to make them depressed. and we want to make them liberal so that they don't have a family. I mean, that is so diabolical. They exploit your vulnerability. They try to make you more vulnerable, and then they get up on TV and they admit it. Why did Parker do that? Is he a good guy? I don't know. It's just crazy. But we're on an express elevator to hell. And I don't say that to be negative. I'm an incredibly positive person. Positive in that we can change things and fix things, but I use the analogy of if you're drinking a bottle of vodka a day and your liver's starting to go out, the doctor says, hey, you don't stop, your liver's going to fail, and you know we're not going to give the alcoholics a new liver. You're going to die. You understand? And people look at the doctor and they say, you're just being a killjoy. You're just a punk. You're a fearmonger. And a year later, they're in the ground. I had several friends. Hell, I've had more than that. Now that I'm this old, I just lost more family to liver failure. Cousin, pretty young. Same age as me. And it's, you know, serious issue. And it's a good allegory. It's a good parallel. It's a good example of the New World Order is run by really selfish, cold-blooded people, and they think you deserve to be annihilated and destroyed and overtaken because you're not wise to this. I mean, I'm telling you decades before they want you to know what their plans are because they're so arrogant, they write white papers and they have events. And you know, 20-something years ago, I'd have to dig around to find this and found it shocking. Look, Ted Turner says kill 90% of the public and dumb everybody down and cut off the resources. And he'd say it, you know, in a Audubon Society quarterly, or he'd say the Club of Rome deal that only went out to members, and I'd have to go to the UT law department and ask permission to get in, because I'd read about it in the book and want to know if it was true, and I'd go down and, like, here was the proof, like in a movie, I'd get chills up my back, how they're planning to kill everybody, and how they're going to dumb us down, and I'd look around, and I'd see the plan being implemented, and I'm like, this is real. And then I started warning people, and they said, this guy's crazy. I mean, you know, 19, 20 years ago, I'd read about human-animal chimeras. I didn't want to believe it, but it was in major elite publications. By elite, it just means to them, where they communicate with each other. They just talk about all this stuff like they talk about you like you have less value than a grain of salt. And they just talk all about it. Now, once they get the computer grid in place to control everybody, then they're going to kill everybody. But right now, there'd be a war. You'd resist. You'd fight back. They'd never win a war right now, the globalists. It would end up blowing back on them. They've got to get you so drugged out, so whacked out, so confused with robot sentries and computer grids everywhere so that when they flip the switch, they've got autonomous robot armies to help them carry out the main wipeout. So, again, it's coming, and just remember.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at katiarmor.com.
America is...